Recording 15C.
OK, so it's Millie's turn to give her tutorial today, isn't it?
That's right. I'm going to talk about renewable energy sources, and specifically solar towers. I'm not sure how much you already know about solar towers, so I thought I'd start with a few questions. First of all, does anyone know how solar towers work?
Don't they somehow use the sun's energy to create electricity?
Yes, in a way. They actually work by using the sun to make columns of hot air that rise upwards through the center of the tower. Now, do you know how old this idea is?
I would have thought it was a 20th century idea. That's when we've had to start thinking about how to solve energy problems, isn't it?
No, I read something about this last week. The first time solar energy was produced was in the 17th century, wasn't it?
That's right. So it's not a modern idea at all. And Leonardo da Vinci also made sketches of a solar tower, though he never actually built one. Their recent history starts really with a man called Georg Schlake.
Yes, I read about him. He's a professor from Germany, and he needed a country with plenty of sunshine and land for his research, so he chose Spain to build the first tower.
Correct. Well, everyone seems to know something about these towers.
Yes, but I still don't really understand how they work.
Well, I've made a flowchart to help you. Firstly, you have to realize that they are very tall towers. They're constructed out of high-strength concrete, and they can be as high as 1,000 feet. There's one being built in Australia that's 1 kilometer high. Now, all around the base of the tower, they have a sunlight collector, which is basically a large sheet of plastic. It extends out for as much as 7 kilometers, and it is raised off the ground slightly, so it heats up the air underneath it.
So it acts like a greenhouse, then?
That's exactly right. In fact, they plan to try and grow plants underneath it as well.
So what happens to the air?
Well, the sunlight collector heats it to 65 degrees centigrade. That's on average 35 degrees greater than the outside temperature. And the laws of physics mean that this hot air rises up the chimney or the tower and drives the turbines at the top. As the turbines revolve, they generate electricity. In fact, they can generate 200 megawatts of power, or enough for 200,000 houses.
Wow, that sounds impressive. But it can't all be good news. What are the disadvantages? I'll bet they're really expensive to operate.
Well, no, not necessarily. Because sunlight is free, after all, so it's really only the initial outlay that is costly. After that, they're very efficient.
But what about at night, when there is no sun?
Well, they've managed to find a way to store the electricity produced during the day, so it's no problem at night, or even on cloudy days.
So there are no drawbacks, then?
I didn't say that. One problem they do have is that a lot of the energy in the sunlight is lost from the collector in the form of heat. And then, of the remaining heat, a large proportion escapes from the top of the tower. But they are still worth the investment because, as I said, sunlight is free.
Hang on. If these towers are so tall, how do they cope in high winds? Surely they become dangerous then?
Yes. Keeping them stable is another drawback. I believe they anchor the towers to the ground with wires to stabilize them so they're not dangerous, but it is an issue.
You have certainly found an interesting topic today, so thanks, Millie. Perhaps we can have a look at your pictures now.